Hello, we are ninth grade students from Aspen High School. We recently researched environmental issues and we want you to help save our local ecosystems and our planet. We're here to talk about one way that you and the community can help slow and stop climate change. This is by composting so that organic material does not end up in our landfill or any other landfills.
A large problem in the U.S. is food waste. According to RTS, a waste collection company, more than 80 billion pounds of food is thrown away every year. This food fills up our landfills, hurts our environment, and costs billions of dollars to grow, transport, and get rid of. When food waste goes into landfills, it rots and releases a gas called methane. NRDC, an organization fighting climate change, has stated that methane is 28 to 36 times more effective than CO2 at trapping heat in the atmosphere, greatly contributing to environmental issues such as the greenhouse gas effect. This food waste makes up to 22% of the municipal solid waste, MSW. And according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, MSW landfills make up 14.1% of human-related methane emissions in the U.S.
Methane gas emissions from landfills are a big issue, but there are ways you can prevent this on your own. One way you can prevent food waste from reaching the landfills is by composting. Composting is the process of recycling organic matter without producing methane. According to scraps.com, some benefits of composting are that you can use it to improve your soil health, recycle and provide nutrients for plant life, and reduce greenhouse gas emissions, which is our main focus. You can mix your compost with soil in your garden or house plants, and it will improve your plant's health. If you do not want to compost and you're in the Roaring Fork Valley, you can visit Scraps, which is a nonprofit organization which focuses to ease your compost journey by providing you with compost containers and compost disposal.
This has been a collaboration between Aspen High School, the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and KDNK. Thanks for listening.